Blog Talk Radio.
About those things that will enhance our lives, making us understand that those things that keep us bound, keep us worried, keep us out of position of accepting and living our full destiny and purpose are not our reality.
Everyone, welcome again to another edition of Moments of Conversation. Of course, I am Mary Nafua. Thanks so much for taking time out of your day to join me on today. We have a special treat today. I'm going to share an audio with us on today to help us get more focus on what it is we should be doing, the mindset that we need to have in order to really have success. Yes, our success conference is going on. I'm taking a break for us to be able to share some of the insights. One of the things I'm going to share is a brief audio from Jack Canfield today, and he's going to be talking about the series that happens with Ralph Carter. We talk about how we can understand the first principles necessary for us to begin to change our mindset, open up our thought processes to align them with our desires. We've been talking about that for a while, and I think it's really important because we need to be able to unleash power within. We need to begin to turn that fear into a power, into the motivation, into the thing that gives us the power of success, because it's about conditioning that is going to allow us to have transformation at the end of the day. That conditioning of our mind, that conditioning of our body to say that when a thought comes in that is not about us reaching our vestige of power and peace and prosperity, at that moment we need to begin to escape out and see exactly where we need to be. Escape out, expect that next thought to come in that affirms that vision, that thought, that desire, that reality that there is more. Something that is awaiting you is truly for you. you're not given a vision of a brick house because you're supposed to be living in a small studio apartment for the rest of your life. You're not given the ideal of having nice cars, nice homes, healthy relationships, great spiritual relationship with the divine creator for nothing. Those thoughts come from the source, which are God, the creator. In that level of understanding, we can begin to destroy the patterns that limit you and make you think that you need to be able to fall victim to the ideology that if you have more, then something is wrong with you. You should have more. You know why? Because the universe is vast. We can begin to heal ourselves and restore a positive and a comparable relationship, one that is comparable with that which nature has with us. Nature produces our food, nature produces and balances our life, and in exchange, we take care of nature. But if you are so busy just taking, 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 you will see that there is not enough. There is more than enough to go around. You're saying, Marion, well, how could that be? Because there are places in the world where there's poverty, extreme poverty, and they have all these programs that show where people are without fresh food and water. But is that because there isn't enough, or is it because that man has begun to control it? Man has begun to put limitations and deny access because of their fears that there's not enough. So therefore, you have populations of people around the globe that are without, not because there isn't enough, it's because people have put up physical boundaries. I want us today to focus on how do we get past those physical boundaries and know that our spiritual visualization, our mental and imagination can begin to put into place a cycle, a system, a process that allows us to go forward. Yeah, you got to begin to let go of all this doubts and all these belief systems that are limiting, that are stopping us from doing that. In my book, Not My Reality, I talk about that, taking an assessment and doing a reflection of what's really real and what's really true. Is it really what you know to be true based upon your results, or is it based upon someone else's results and their fears and their influence based upon a connection they have with you? Oh, yeah, that was a mouthful. Because just like I spoke of on last week, Thursday, we have to decide whether or not it's real or Memorex. If it's Memorex, we can change it. If it's real, we can change it. What is it that you want to see? What is it that you want to embrace in your life? Do you want to see poverty? Then you're going to see poverty. If you want to see prosperity, then you're going to see prosperity. And it's not always about the accumulation of things. It's not about you giving up your realities of your life of being great and successful. It is about you sharing the position that is innately yours, you sharing and reflecting the divine power of God the Creator, because that's what it is about. We are made in the image and likeness of the divine Creator. That means that we are able to be to reveal that which is divine. Let the divine inside of you begin to do a manifestation, because in that manifestation, you are glorifying the divine creator God, you are, or higher power, whichever term you choose. In that moment, you begin to know that there is no lack, because how can there be lack when there's an entire manifested universe from the thought of the divine creator, the original source? It does not deplete. So get rid of this idea that there's competition and just begin to create that which you need. Begin to change your mindset and allow there to be freedom for you. Allow you to understand that you really have the ability to function in the real laws of the divine creator, which are that we are here to create. We are here to manifest every attribute that is given to us from the divine power. I know people get upset and think, oh, you can't do that. Well, you know, yes, we can. It's been proven time and time again that it is possible. We see it all the time, and we see people say, well, I just thought about it. I put it down on paper. Well, how do we know to use a cup? Because someone decided and determined, and they thought, and they used their capacity to create, which is innately within all of us, to create a cup. Now, cups are everywhere in different forms and different processes, and so it becomes expansive in what we're doing. When you begin to think about something as simple as us being able to communicate today across airways, over what's called the World Wide Web, or via your phone, where does that come from? It comes from us buying into the reality that a thought can become real. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, there was a creation. And that creative process continues to be within us because we have inside of us that same source that created the initial creation. I know. Yeah, breathe. Yes, every part of you is aligned with the divine presence of the original source of everything. There's no need. You don't have to go out here and chase money and chase objects and chase people to recognize your value. Your value is already here. All you have to do is reflect it because life is always seeking further expansion. That's why things continue to grow. That's why there's continually procreation. Begin to understand that what you do and what you believe, you must put into practice if you want to have an increased greater life. That's what our program is about today. And so now I'm going to play the audio that is a summation of a series called Success of Getting Rich, which is actually hosted by Bob Proctor, Michael Beckwith, and Jan Kempfel does all the summations. And so I heard this, and I knew I had to share it with you, because if I don't share it with you, I'm not doing my part, because abundance is everywhere. Abundance I am. And so I want you to experience that level of life as well. So let's get started, and let's listen as Jack Canfield shares with us on today.
Hello, this is Jack Canfield. As we all listen to Bob Proctor cover the first principle in The Secret Science of Getting Rich, it's pretty obvious that he feels it's one of the most important lessons in setting up an attractive force for good in our lives. And I agree with him 100%. I feel very fortunate that I learned this lesson as a very young man from my mentor, W. Clement Stone. And I have not only been rewarded with great wealth, but through the proper use of this lesson, I have created abundance in all areas of my life. Fabulous friends like Bob Proctor and Michael Beckwith, Rhonda Byrne and Mark Victor Hansen, Lisa Nichols and John Gray, and so many others. I've created fabulous health, great vacations, incredible kids, and never-ending opportunities to contribute and make a huge difference in the world. To quote Wallace Wattles, an individual gets rich by doing things in a certain way. In order to do so, a person must become able to think in a certain way. A person's way of doing things is the direct result of the way he thinks about things. To do things in the way you want to do them, you have to acquire the ability to think of what you want to think about. This is the first step toward getting rich, my friends. Now, Wallace Wattles goes on to point out this. He says, you have the natural and inherent power to think what you want to think, but it requires more effort to do so than to think the thoughts that are suggested by appearances. You see, it's easy to think about the way things are. All you have to do is observe them. But it takes focus, intention, and concentration to think about the things the way you want them to be. You see, what Wattles is saying here is that when you think according to what you see around you, the current appearance of things, what you see as your results right now, it's easy to keep thinking that way. I mean, how in the world do you expect to get yourself out of this current result? You don't know how it's going to change, so how can you think of it actually happening? It's true. Thinking your way out of your current result does take work. In fact, Wallace Wattles said the same thing when he wrote, To think truth, regardless of appearance, is laborious and requires the expenditure of more power than any other work a person has to perform. But the key is, it can be done, and you can learn to do it. As a child, you were probably programmed in much the same way I was, as we all were. Although this programming started when we were babies, Bob mentioned earlier, receiving report cards in elementary school is a great example that's pretty universal to all of us. We were trained to look at the grades on our report card rather than focus on the image of the grade we desired. We learned to let our results control our thinking instead of the other way around. We learned to talk about ourselves as an A student or a B student or a C student. We described ourselves by our past results rather than by our future intentions. See, because our thinking only and always controls our results, we need to be focused on and thinking about different results than we currently have. Our focus needs to be on our ideal future, not our past results. You know, with the help of my dedicated staff, I've built an organization that operates all over the world. We've published books in 47 languages and conducted seminars in over 30 countries. But I want you to clearly understand that I've actually built my company twice. First in my mind, and then in the material world. I've spent hundreds of hours visualizing what Walt Disney called Imagineering, my ideal company. And we're still doing that today. And we're never going to stop because we want to keep becoming successful throughout our entire careers. Remember, regardless of what may be going on in your life, I'd suggest that you take the time to build a very clear image of the life you want. First, write it down on paper, every aspect of it, financial, career, health and fitness, your relationships, the travel you want, the hobbies you'd like to engage in, all the achievements you want to have, and the contribution you want to make, the legacy you want to leave. And then hold that image. Focus on it daily. Take the time to paint the image in your mind. Paint the image with words on a sheet of paper first, and then write about it in detail, change it, keep working on it until you get it exactly the way you want it, your ideal life. And then picture yourself in all the different scenarios, enjoying the results in your life. I want you to do this at least once each day for a full month. As William James said, you are depositing this image in the treasury of your subconscious mind. And when that happens, it will attract itself into your reality. Let me tell you why it's so important to do this every day for 30 days. There's some very powerful scientific research behind all of this. The scientists at NASA, the National Aeronautic and Space Agency, in an attempt to discover how a group of astronauts would respond to the kind of disorientation they would experience in outer space, had a group of 10 astronauts in training wear concave lens goggles for 30 days. They had to wear them 24 hours a day, even when they were sleeping and showering. Now, these concave lens goggles make the world appear upside down. Can you imagine how difficult it is to try to function when everything in your field of vision appears upside down and backwards? If you were trying to shake my hand, you'd be reaching up to the right instead of straight out to the left. What they were trying to do was see how they would react during these long periods of disorientation, similar to how they would be dealing with weightlessness in outer space. Would they become irritable, hostile? Would they lose their appetites, become nauseous? Would they lose sleep? Well, the greatest discovery of this experiment was something nobody had expected or predicted. Somewhere between the 25th and 30th day, every single astronaut's brain flipped this upside-down image right side up again. Their brains had actually created new neural pathways so that they could operate more effectively. Now, this was an astounding discovery. And here's the kicker. In a subsequent experiment, they took another group of astronauts and repeated the experiment, but with one change. On day 15, they had half of them take their concave lens goggles off for one day and then put them back on again. And for these astronauts, it took another 25 to 30 days before their brains flipped the image right side up again. This experiment led to what some neuroscientists call the 30-day principle. It takes 30 days 30 days in a row to rewire the brain, to change an old habit of thought, to change a belief, or to install a new pattern of behavior, to reprogram the reticular activating system in your brain. This is why you must, absolutely must, use your will, exercise your discipline to picture what you do want instead of focusing on what you don't want for 30 consecutive days without interruption. This discipline of thinking about, talking about, and visualizing what you want is so important. And as Wallace Waddles, Bob, and I have taught, it must be done consistently. This very powerfully demonstrates the transformative power of visualization. As if you needed any more proof after all of that, I'm going to give you one more anyway. Self-made oil millionaire Patrick Taylor of New Orleans also understood this principle. He used it to make millions finding and drilling oil in the Gulf of Mexico off of Louisiana. But what has made education history is his experiment in an inner-city middle school in New Orleans. Patrick adopted a class of kids in the sixth grade, and he told them if they got a B average, had a 96% attendance rate, and didn't get arrested for breaking the law, he'd pay for their college education. Remember, these were kids in a school where the average rate of graduation for kids in that school, graduating high school, was just 16%. That's an 84% dropout rate. Now, that promise alone of him paying for their education would not have been enough to create a major change, because without a further intervention, this promise would soon have been forgotten. But Patrick Taylor understood the principles Wallace Waddles is teaching us in The Science of Getting Rich. And so he put all of the kids in a bus and took them to a local university and had them shadow a student for the day. But Patrick Taylor understood the principles Wallace Waddles is teaching us in this program, The Secret Science of Getting Rich. And so he put all the kids on a bus and took them to a local university and had them shadow a college student for a day. For you see, these kids had no real image of what it was to go to college, no clear, indelible picture to refer to. Their parents hadn't been to college. They had never visited their brothers and sisters on a college campus. So Patrick Taylor had them each shadow a college student for a day. They went to their classes, they went to the library, the science labs, to the cafeteria, to the student union, and everywhere else. But again, if only done for one day, this too would have soon faded as a distant memory. But here was the ingenious application of what you were learning from Wallace Waddles and Bob Proctor. Every single day for the next 4 years, the students were asked to close their eyes and visualize going to college. Every day for 4 years. And guess what? Without any other interventions in that school, they didn't change the reading program, they didn't change the teaching style. Simply by doing the visualization, 86% of those kids graduated high school and went on to college. They had a clear image they believed in, a future they could vividly picture in their mind's eye. It was conceivable, believable, and through the daily discipline of visualization, it became achievable. The dropout rate was totally reversed from 86% to 14%. That's the power of the tool that you're being given in this program. So remember, visualize every aspect of your ideal life in as great a detail as you can every single day for a minimum of 30 days, and then keep on doing it until you get the result.
I am so excited that you all were here with me on today. Wanted to thank everybody. I know Jack gave a phenomenal tale, and I wanted to share that with you because that's part of my success plan. That's part of my plan to be accessible, because when you share what you know, that's when you can embrace it. That's when you begin to put into practice the power of the mind to visualize, to embrace the images that come into your mind. They come in there because you have the ability to do it. There is no need for you to escape that. Go beyond what people are telling you, the expectations. Go ahead and manifest and visualize. Commit yourself to 30 days. You see yourself having a powerful, beautiful life. You see yourself changing the legacy of your family and the generations to come because you have seen the vision and you can manifest it. Commit to it for 30 days and watch how your life changes. Experience life in a way that allows you to explore beyond the capabilities of limitations. Limitations are not an option because they are not the gift that we have been given from the divine. When the thought enters your mind, you begin to manifest it. When you begin to understand that a sewing machine was created because someone had the vision, the imagination was working to know that there would be a time when the population would not be able to be as patient for a tailor to sew a shirt or for a parent to sew a shirt. That the time will come when it needs to be a mass production. So as a result, we now have clothiers that are doing this on a regular basis. You have a vision too. You have something that needs to be birthed. Your vision is there, your destiny, your assignment. It's not about seeing poverty. I'm telling you, look beyond the physical and go into your physical mind's eye. Your mind's eye is the way you should be focusing on your goal, your destiny, your purpose. Thanks so much for joining me here on Moments of Conversation. We'll be back here on Thursday. If you want to get on the last day of the Success Conference, all you have to do is email me at events@efuaspeaks.com, efuaspeaks.com, or find me on Facebook and send me an inbox message, and you can attend the last day of the Success Conference for $20. It's only for tomorrow, and it's our last day. We just decided this last night to open it up for people who were trying to get in, and so it's your opportunity to take advantage of it. We want to thank you again for joining us, and remember that when things cloud your way, begin to make you feel like you're overwhelmed and just can't go on, stop taking a deep breath and say, that's not my reality. Know that it's not the end of the road and that it's only a bad dream until you believe it to be something more. Until next time, continue peace and blessings as you ascend towards your journey to success. Just breathe.